Hello, and welcome back to the Marbella Hybrid podcast. So I'm very, very excited here to continue on with this full moon in Aquarius reading. So if you were coming from Instagram, which you can follow at Marbella Hybrid, I am going to continue with what this full moon is bringing us. How can we best navigate this full moon energy? So here are some ways. If you are in a business right now, or if you are starting to embrace different parts of your life purpose, we have the cards here, Blossoming Abundance, and as well as the Garden and the Gate. So I'll start off with Blossoming Abundance. Right now, what this card is telling me, how we navigate this full moon and what it's going to bring even further, we have so much fruitfulness, so much expansion, and as well as we have a number 3 here on the card, for me, representing union. Now, as you look into this card, I'll be describing it for you. It has a lush, green, foresty, jungly background with flowers and butterflies and birds all around. And it's almost as though it's cascading with a waterfall hidden in the background. For me, this is representing there's going to be a lot of sweetness coming in, but also a lot of distraction because a forest can be so lush, such is with our life. There can be so many things coming in, so many opportunities, and yet at the same time, all these hanging over our eyes, hanging over what the clarity is. In the background, we have the water, we have the waterfall. This is our clarity, our emotion. I would say with all of these new opportunities that are coming into your life, there's a deeper sense for wanting to just jump in straight into your emotions, jump in straight into your clarity. And this is what is being guided for you. How can you best jump into that clarity, into those emotions, without getting distracted from all the lush beautifulness that is surrounding your life right now? I would say, bring yourself, this is where Garden and the Gate comes in. This is an oracle deck. Garden and the Gate is telling you to navigate with your comfort zones. Now, this may sound counterintuitive, where you may think sticking with your comfort zones might be a way to limit expansion, but actually, the expansion is already here. It's not coming to you. It's already present within you. And navigating your comfort zones allows you to stay grounded in where your clarity is, where your focus is at. So if you've been seeing a lot of different ways that are distracting your focus, distracting your attention, whether it be networkings, meetings, allowing your attention to be diverted towards events, there is something grounding you around what brings you good energy and what you know is a good comfort zone. Now, this comfort zone card, Garden and the Gate, is also the number 30. We have another 3 here. Again, union. And the 0 for me represents an opening, a portal. So there's a lot of incentive right now to be cultivating a really good, comfortable, safe space that you know is going to open up doors for you. There's something right now that is going to be shifting us, whether it be allowing in some necessary chaos, some necessary shifting out of our routines, allowing past programming to be purged from our bodies. This is why comfort zone is highly necessary right now. So if you've been feeling like you are just booking and ready for your next stage in life, really dive into that comfort zone, because it is going to help you ground and anchor in to that expansion. There's no more chasing. There is no more need for extreme planning. All of those resources are in your field. If you've been needing an affirmation for allowing yourself to be more calm and relaxed in this, I have 3 new phrases that whenever there is emotional turmoil or if you're in a state of wanting to empower yourself, These are three phrases that you can say to yourself. So the first one, I love myself and I forgive myself. The second, I am perfect in every cell of my being. And the third, I attract the perfect reflections that are medicine for my healing. These three phrases will keep you in alignment and will keep you moving forward into bringing in that good energy that is necessary for all of what maybe you would think darkness, shadow, negative energy, but really it's just fueling your evolution. So allow that to sink in for a little bit. If you're listening to this, have a quiet moment right now and close your eyes. Allow your shoulders to relax, your eyes to relax, your mind to settle, your jaw to not let your teeth quite touch. Allow your chest to breathe in easy and effortlessly. Let's say that we're in this blossoming abundance. We're in this garden, this protective space. Allow that to unfold in your mind. Allow that to be shown in front of you. Everything that you need, you already have. Everything that you want is already here. And everything that you desire, you will attract, because all of this is yours, and all of this is everyone's birthright to feel and have. For many of us, you can start to slowly return back to your mind, return back to your eyes, gently opening them up again. For many of us, this is a true moment of introspection where the whole world can slow down and the whole world can speed up. There's a fascinating energy just with what I've been picking up intuitively with this full moon. It's almost as though we're being tested to know that we are truly safe. We are being tested over and over again with either fear, with either anxiety, with either depression. It's all testing us to really get us to understand how safe and protected we are. Now you might be asking, how is that? I feel like when we get pushed to really understand how the challenges in our lives are moving us and growing with us, it's ultimately proving to ourselves that we can find happiness, we can find contentness, we can find joy in almost every situation, no matter what the circumstance. And here's the most weird notion, that this whole planet, just imagine this for a second with me, that this whole planet is paradise. That we were put here on this planet to embrace paradise. Now you may think this goes more to the, I would say, parallel lives, esoteric ideas, that we are souls coming into bodies, that sometimes when we die, we go into a resting place. Now, what if this whole planet is a representation of that resting place? If we are just simply here to further relax into rest, joy, peace, love. And a part of that, there is all that stuff that we've been carrying from other lives, from other past missions, other past experiences, that we have this deep sense and need to either be super ambitious, to fight through a struggle, to, you can name all of the stories, but allowing ourselves to embrace that this planet, just even as a way of relaxing deeper for yourself, is actually a paradise planet, is actually a resting place for us to dive deeper into love, into connection, kindness, and compassion. I feel like a lot of the religions that are on this planet might have been instructions. Of course, there have been corruptions, warped lenses, interpretations. But what if all the religions on the world were simply an instruction manual for all the souls coming onto Earth to find deeper rest, to live life in a more peaceful and harmonious way? And we're really good at creating chaos for ourselves because there is that duality. And I feel like the more tests, the more ways that we are better able to feel into rest, into joy, probably wouldn't be possible without the duality. So there's something so bittersweet about how we are living throughout Earth right now. And I think we are now encapsulating with these two cards that were pulled in the beginning, which is Blossoming Abundance and Garden in the Gate. We truly are stepping into more joy, bliss, and effortlessness by easing into that comfort, easing into that relaxation, into that joy, not as bypassing any other emotion, but by simply surrendering to those emotions, to whatever it has to bring, release, cathartically expel and express. All of that is meant to shift us into further rest, into further peace. So I feel like all this duality that we're experiencing right now, and whatever the full moon is going to bring, which is deep, deep understanding for neutrality, is a sense that we can do this, and we are doing this. And I'm very proud for everyone that has been doing the inner work, has been feeling more empowered to let go of past stories. I really want to have a guest speaker here pretty soon and just dive deeper into more of these topics and what their journeys are going through right now. Because I feel like a lot of us are on the same wavelength right now. And it has been a awkwardly bumpy, but also enthusiastically smooth, effortless ride. And I just want to share more stories like that. And I would say the most recent story that is representing that is within my own personal practice with health and relationships. The biggest theme that has been coming up is how can I best understand my triggers and how can I let the other person show up for me? Because I know I'm good at showing up for other people and I want to better allow other people to show up for me. And this has been one of the biggest rewards that I have been seeing in allowing that comfort zone to come back in. Because when we are so dead set on wanting to be very hyper independent, super extreme, feeling an awesome sense of self, there's a deep knowing that because an awesome sense of self is you can do things on your own. But in another piece that I've been discovering is that an awesome sense of self is allowing others to show up for you, allowing others to hold space for you, not letting them do all the work, because that isn't even possible. Literally having someone show up for you is you doing all the work in the presence of someone else, you going deeper into some work that wouldn't have been possible with the right impulses, the right nervous system down regulation with that person. So we all have something to learn from one another, and we have to deeper embrace the sense of comfort that others can provide and allowing that to ease us further into finding this peace and joy. I really, really believe that there is so much more love and so much more care and affection that can simply be spread into the world when we connect more with people, because we are each other and we are here to really share so much, whether it be sharing our story, whether it be sharing our gifts, our talents, our pain. All of it is to help release and express. And I really do want to embrace more of letting other people express that pain is not to be feared, because so much is now pushing us into a time period, and I'm getting kind of excited about this, into a time period where we can simply normalize, really, I don't know what is normal, but we can simply embody and express mental breakdowns. I swear, mental breakdowns is dying. Of course, it's dying, but it's also a rebirth, because every time we mentally break down, and I'm not saying that if you break down every day that, you know, you're an awesome person. I'd say if you allow yourself to go with the ebbs and flows and having a way of allowing yourself to also pick yourself back up, I would say that is an awesome person, because those ways could be independent and those ways could also be connected with others. Now, this is what allows energy to move. There is something about pain and showing and expressing all of the identities that have yet to be released and how we can further connect into each other. There is this huge stigma that if we melt into one another, then we will lose our sense of self and we will lose our identity. I truly think that this is bullshit. I am starting to realize now, the more that we melt into one another and it feels harmonious and it feels in alignment, then you are simply benefiting from that situation. You are increasing your connection to self. You are increasing your connection with others. Melting into other people. I totally understand now why the beginning of the reading on Instagram was, what are we going to learn from the full moon? And that was romance, door to romance reversed. It's because there is this toxic connotation or topic around love and about romantic love. We have been programmed that melting into one another equals death. Whether it be Romeo and Juliet, melting into one another equals, Cinderella and Prince Charming equals getting married, getting, you know, jumping into a new life with someone. But there are rarely situations where we're taught that melting into someone could be a transcendental experience where you simply allow all of yourself. I'm being distracted right now by this butterfly that wants to just jump inside of my house. It's just slamming itself against the door right now. Oh, that is wonderful. It wants to be a part of this energy. So we're going back into this transcendental melting experience. How can we instead change the way we think about romance from being this place of wanting to abandon the self and deeper merge with someone for easy self-gratification, for a sense of pleasuring and expanding new desires, to a more self-conscious, self-aware, fully conscious place of a transcendental melt? What's the difference there? I feel like a transcendental melting is more of letting go of who you are in that moment for the sole purpose of understanding more of the we, of the our, of the all, because there is so much more to know about yourself that you can channel, you can download from fully just embracing the presentness of being with another being who wants to do the exact same. I would say this could be done in a platonic way. This could be done in a, if you have really good sexual chemistry with someone, but there has to be this intention where there's nothing but love there. You can have that with friends and you can have that with partners. And there's something so, I'm going to say the word again, transcendental about being in the flow with someone without wanting to change them. I feel like romantic love, there is that sense of wanting to change someone, having expectations about that person and what a future would look like. I feel like a transcendental melt has nothing to do with the past, has nothing to do with the present, I mean nothing to do with the future, and everything to do with the present. So maybe that's the difference now that I'm kind of thinking and talking about it. A romantic melting is more of a embracing the past and maybe embracing the future. And of course, having a lot of presentness, but a transcendental melt is so much more of just the present moment is all that it exists. And I know that that is something that we can experience on a day-to-day basis. Now I've just kind of gone completely off tangent here, but I feel this full moon in Aquarius is bringing up all the feelings and allowing yourself to be as observant as possible with all the feelings, knowing that you can respond, you can choose to ground back down from letting yourself play out into another trigger, but really focusing on one trigger at a time is the best way to move forward. Allowing yourself to find those comfort zones and let the expansion that is already around you to simply further keep you into that anchor of where your purpose is heading into. And so this concludes our podcast episode. If you want to hear more about how I work with people, you can visit my website at marbellahybrid.com and or follow me on Facebook as Marbella Barajas or on Instagram on Marbella Hybrid. Thank you for listening and I'll see you next time.